I definitely understand, like, our fan base has been waiting, you know, for the franchise QB. But I also don't want Jaden feeling any ghosts, making sure he understands there's only one name on the back of that jersey, and that's for him. And I don't want any comparison or any of the other stuff. I think it was the Teddy Roosevelt quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy."
I love that. Dan Quinn, "Comparison is the thief of joy." What ghosts was he talking about? There aren't many quarterback ghosts that you would compare him to, unless he had a certain quarterback from 2012 in mind. Here we are, a couple of days after one of the more memorable games in recent franchise history and one of the great quarterback games in franchise history. That is now well documented. What's also well documented is just how bad the defense has been in the first three games of the year. I'm going to give you some startling numbers. It's early, small sample size, but I'll give you something on the defense coming up. But I thought that was such an interesting quote from Dan Quinn, because, you know, there are lots of, you know, comparison, you know, sayings and quips and quotes and, you know, idioms and the whole thing. One of them is, you know, compare what you have with what you want and you'll always be unhappy. You know, it's kind of like, hey, just let's be happy with what we have. Look, I'm going to read you literally the first five of the four or five of the first tweets after the show yesterday. Actually, it's probably four or five of the first 10 or 12 tweets. This from Matt, he's Mahomes. This from Dave, he's Josh Allen. This from Ed, he's Lamar with a Josh Allen arm. Isn't Josh Allen just Lamar with a better sense of pocket and passing? From Zachary, Kevin, right-handed Steve Young. From Kevin, is he a better runner than Vic? Look, sports fans in our conversations about teams and players and coaches are always going to side with comparisons are not the thief of joy. They're necessary to joy. But that is a good take from the coach about how he and Jaden need to move forward and how the team needs to move forward. But it won't stop the comparisons from coming, that's for sure. Good morning, everybody. Denton is with me per usual. Couple things on the show today. We will have on the show with us today Sean Springs at 11 a.m. You're going to hear Tommy and I talk on my podcast yesterday about C.J. Abrams as well. I want you to hear what Tommy thinks. Tommy's always kind of plugged into the baseball team here in town. You wouldn't believe how many times I run into somebody who has some affiliation with the Washington Nationals who will just say, "How's Tommy doing?" For whatever reason, they love him, and yet he is often very critical of the team. But you'll hear what he thinks about the C.J. Abrams situation, which we really have not discussed that much because, after all, it is football season. We've got some NFL buy and sell, five burning NFL questions. I've got, upon further review, I watched a lot of the offense. I did not waste any time, honestly, looking at the defense. I am so impressed with Daniels. I am so impressed with Cliff Kingsbury. I am so impressed with Eckler and McCaffrey and everybody right now. They are definitely operating ahead of schedule. And I think there's so much more to come. By the way, there was an update on Eckler yesterday from Dan Quinn. The update is he's back in Virginia, you know, being treated for the concussion and for a lacerated ear. I'm assuming he's not going to play Sunday in Arizona. Maybe that's a big leap already too early, but we'll see. They'll miss him. He has really played well in the first three games. This from Denny. Kevin, three games that didn't take long. We finally have a quarterback. Then from Luther, can't believe I'm saying this, but the Washington Redskins got it right in the draft. Daniels is incredible. By the way, I'm not going to correct Luther on the name. Other shows in town can do that. Yeah, you know, I'm struggling here a little bit to keep my own level of excitement and optimistic feelings towards Jaden, you know, tempered a little bit because it's only three games. And some of the things that you, that I've heard, you know, just in the last 2 days from national pundits, it's like, well, you know, three quarterbacks out of the six drafted have played, and it's very obvious that Washington got it right with Daniels and Chicago and Denver got it wrong with Caleb Williams and Bo Nix. It's way too early to come to any sort of conclusion on any of this. You know, like to think that Caleb Williams is like already being knocked down like it was a bust pick and Chicago should have taken Daniels. Yeah, based on what we've seen in three games. I mean, I have a hard time, as much as I am, you know, a massive fan of them drafting Jaden Daniels and really believing that this would turn out well. But also, you know, being, you know, experienced enough to understand that the odds were probably stacked against anybody wanting Jaden Daniels to be drafted by Washington becoming right about it. It's a long way to go. We got a long way to go. You know, we haven't even heard yet the discussion about, well, you know, defensive coordinators will begin to adjust. You know, better defensive teams will adjust to Jaden and what, you know, Kingsbury's running. You know, I have heard a couple of people discuss, and we talked about this over the summer when I went back through kind of the Cliff Kingsbury career and identified, and I forget, somebody kind of clued us in on this, that his teams tend to run out of gas or run out of ideas or whatever it is as the season goes on, and teams tend to adjust. I'll tell you what, it certainly seems like they're doing a lot offensively, and at the same time, it may be one of those things that out of all of the stuff they're doing, it's kind of basic, as Cam Taylor-Britt had said about them. But, you know, basic or very complex, if you execute, you got a shot. And Washington certainly executed the other night and did on Sunday, the previous Sunday as well against the Giants. There are better defenses to come. There are better defensive players to come. There are better defensive coaches to come. Keep in mind the best defense they faced. And yes, they had plenty of time to prepare, but not really knowing what they would see necessarily in week one. But Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers did a pretty good job.